Intervju Radija Študent.
Drage poslušalke, dragi poslušalci, pozdravljeni v daji Ereš Intervju. Danes klere v daji gostimo ameriško punk rock zasedbo Nothington. Slednji igrajo danes zvečer v metelkovskem klubu Channel Zero, poleg njih pa še domači Goddamit Boys in House Arrest. Zdaj pa preden pridemo na intervju, si pa za uvod poslušimo še komad skupine Nothington, to bo Best of Me. Okay, there was a song called Best of Me of a band called Nothington. Hi Jay, and welcome to our studio, welcome to our dear radio student. How's it going?
It's going great, thanks for having me.
Cool. Let's start at the beginning of the band, or prior to the year zero.
Year zero, got it.
Before Nothington, two of the band members, you and Gabe were in a successful pop punk outfit called Tsunami Bomb.
Indeed.
And Tsunami Bomb stopped playing in 2005. Mm-hmm. And soon after that, you formed Nothington. Well, the music of Nothington differs a lot from that of Tsunami Bomb. And is there still some Tsunami Bomb in Nothington, or is it like?
I never wrote any of the songs for Tsunami Bomb. They kind of needed me as a filling guitar player, So they were good friends of mine, and they needed somebody to go on the road. So I went on the road for, you know, a year, year and a half with them. And Gabe does a lot of the arranging for us, with music-wise, but it's pretty much completely different.
So it's pretty unnecessary to say that Nothing Tone, that there are two band members of ex-Tsunami Bump in Nothing Tone. So it's pretty unnecessary,
it's
right?
It's just something we did, and I never wrote any of the songs, so, you know.
Okay, yeah, I get it. So let's go to your to a band, you know, a band called Nothing Tone. It's not the Nothing Tone. It's only Nothing
Tone. Just Nothing
Tone. Okay. So the story of a band starts pretty unusual. I mean, you had a band for a few months, recorded some demo tracks, and got contacted by BYO.
Yeah.
BYO Records. Let's just present this record label to our listeners. It's a record label that has bands like Leatherface, Bouncing Souls, Youth Brigade, Pistol Grip, okay, Consumed, so like many great punk rock bands.
Yeah.
And you were like, you were only formed 6 months before that, and you got signed by BYO. So it's like a dream come true to many young bands who have to struggle hard for a few years to get a decent and or well-known record label.
Yeah, I think that the label realized that we had struggled very hard in previous bands, and you know, that we obviously would tour, and they just really liked the music, and that's something that BYO just is really into, is putting out what they like, you know, and they were really into it, and I was shocked. I thought it was a joke when we got contacted at first. I thought it was a joke. But apparently it wasn't.
So in 2007, you released your first album called All In.
Mm-hmm.
It was a hit. We could say it was a hit among fans of punk rock music, especially in USA. If I can quote, I found this on the internet while googling your band. It's from a record review of a album called All In. It goes like this. The album is a short blast of punk rock fury that plays like the best Social Distortion record you've never heard. So,
wow,
I mean, it's...
That's absolutely flattering, because, you know, Social Distortion are legends and all that stuff. It was just something that I wanted to try to see, you know, if I could write some songs for a band and sing in a band and just see if anybody liked it, you know? I was really bored. I took a year off pretty much and just kind of hung out in San Francisco, and then was like, well, I'm a musician. Maybe I should start trying to write something, and that's what came out of it.
Okay, so can we please go again back to 2007 when you released your mm-hmm. first album? What happened to your band after that release? I mean, it got a lot of, rave and a lot of great, good reviews, a lot of positive reviews.
We slept on a lot of floors. We played a lot of basements. We toured relentlessly. We were on the road for a very long time. It was the longest touring I'd ever even done. We did 2 months one time, and it was crazy, but it kind of had to be done. We don't really know how to do anything else, so we may as well stay on the road as long as we can.
Okay, your music is, you know, it's like a punk rock with folksy southern rock and country influences. Mm-hmm. And I mean, judging to your previous bands, those previous bands didn't play music like Nothing Tone does today.
Yeah.
So where did you get all those influences?
Again, I never wrote any of the Tsunami Bomb songs, but I grew up in Georgia, in the south. In the south of the United States, and I grew up on, you know, a lot of old country, Hank Williams, Waylon Jennings, Jimmy Rogers, things like that, and I think it just kind of comes out. I think that any good punk rock song can be a great country song as well.
Yeah, if it's played slowly,
if it's played a little slower,
on acoustic guitar, yeah.
Yeah,
now you seem like one of the most well-known contemporary American punk rock bands. I mean, not like an underground punk rock band, not like a mainstream punk rock band, but somewhere in between.
Right.
So, how do you see contemporary American punk rock music scene?
I think it's changing, and I hope it's changing for the better. I miss going to the shows in the 90s where it was just a very positive, it was a very positive scene, a very positive show where everybody was just there to have a really good time, and that's all that mattered, and I think that's what we're trying to contribute back. Just a good time for everyone.
So, you said before you tour a lot in U.S.
Yes.
So, how many days usually your tours take?
The last one we did was 51 shows, and that was probably, we did it in a span of about 63 days. So it was pretty pretty heavy, like 2 months.
And you usually play in, you said before, basements, house shows, clubs?
Everything in between. We played some big clubs, we played basements, we've done whatever it takes. Sometimes the basement shows are a lot are more fun, just because it's more of like a party. You get to hang out and meet people.
Yeah,
you really get to know people.
This is your first time here in Europe.
It's nothing. It's first time in Europe.
Can you compare European shows to American shows?
We get treated a lot better. They know that we're far from home here, and they try to go out of their way to take care of you. And in the States, it's just like, oh well, you're a California band, deal with it.
And if you compare shows, how are those? You're here from February.
Yeah.
You arrived in Europe on February 5th, yeah. And you played a lot of shows. You were in
Germany, Holland. We've been all over the place, in Belgium. But the shows have been great. Berlin was amazing. There's been a couple. Just really, everything's been solid. Just like really good turnouts. Comparatively, you know, the U.S. is a very, very big place. So you run into certain towns where there's not that many people who listen to punk live there. But it's just a stop along the way, and you got to play it, you know. So far it's been really good.
I'm checking your MySpace profile here. You also have quite a lot of shows some shows in Eastern Europe. Like you play in Zagreb, you play in Belgrade, you play in Budapest. I think it's pretty cool for an American band. That it's first time here in Europe.
Absolutely great, because I know a lot of bands just go to the UK,
Germany, yeah, like a safe haven for them.
Yeah, but we put out 2 records before we even came over to Europe, and I think that when we came over here, we basically said, if we're gonna do it, let's go big. Like, we may as well play everywhere we can, and that's what we're trying to do. So
cool. Between 2007 and 2009, you were mostly touring, like we said. So it was, I guess it was hard to write another record. So in October 2009, you released your second album called Roads, Bridges and Ruins.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us something more about your new record?
It took a while to write, and it was a lot to do with just kind of being complacent after being on tour and not having anything to really write about, honestly. And then a lot of bad things happened, a lot of just life lessons, things like that. And so the record just kind of wrote itself for me.
Uh-huh. Can you tell us more? If it's not.
You know, from getting like kicked out of your house to women to whatever you can imagine to being on the road and everything, it all kind of came together to where it finally just it clicked and it made sense. The record just made sense to write. I think it's a much more aggressive record because of that.
Yeah, on that second album, Roads, Bridges and Ruins, you dropped off a bit that country feel to your sound and made a progress. Your songs are faster.
Yeah.
I mean, like on average, they are faster, and you matured your sound.
Yeah, a lot of it had to do with having input from the other band members, whereas the first record was just pretty much I wrote it, and that was that. And this one, I would come in with ideas, and they would, you know, say, why don't you try this here, why don't you try that there? So it helped the songs to, I think, become a little stronger.
So, yeah, I was trying to ask that, yeah. How music writing in your band nowadays differs from that in 2006 when you started a band?
That's pretty much it, you know. I come in with a song now, and instead of just trying to get the ideas myself, they help out with, you know, I come in with the initial kind of song, and Chris sometimes comes in with a song of his own as well. But we're more of a functioning unit. It's more of a band now with, you know, me and Chris and, you know, the songwriting than it was on the last record.
Was it hard making a record, you know, and having in mind that your fans out there are waiting for another great record? And that you may fail them somehow? I mean, I won't ask if you were scared or frightened, but I guess it was a kind of burden.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's always in the back of your mind, but at the same time, this is just something we felt like we had to do. And if people liked it, great. If they hated it, at least we got it out of our system. So, you know, I don't think it really mattered. It was something we had to do.
Uh-huh. So, and how were you satisfied with reviews of your second album?
Well, it's been great. It's been overwhelming. Like, I'm so thankful that people seemingly, they got it, you know. I'm sitting here in Ljubljana with you talking on a radio, like, so obviously something went right. it's been nice.
So do you have any plans for future? I mean, for the next 10 months of this year?
Yeah, we're doing another spring tour in the U.S. starting, I think it's in April, and it goes through June. And then, I don't know, we're even thinking about maybe trying to come back to Europe this year, like fall. But we'll see. It may be a little too soon. But it'd be nice to, you know, get over to Japan, Australia, and see that side. And we kind of use this as a vehicle to travel and to meet people, you know? That's the idea.
So, yeah, I guess there's a lot of stories.
Too many.
You have a lot of stories in those 2 years.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe if I swore a Bible. there's a lot of things to be seen and a lot of cool people to be met, and there's a lot of you know, heartbreak and things that bad that happened, but for the most part it's been a positive experience, you know. We try to keep a positive outlook, because if you don't, you may as well just quit.
You come from a Bay Area punk rock scene, that's like San Francisco, Berkeley and mm-hmm. Oakland. Could you point out any bands from that scene that influenced your band, your style of music?
Like current bands or
like
bands?
Like bands that played there and you watched them playing while...
I mean, I grew up in the South in Georgia, so I was more influenced by, you know, your Hot Water Music, and even, you know, Leatherface from the UK, things like that. The other guys were, you know, Rancid, Operation Ivy, Green Day, that kind of thing. Like, those are the bands that they grew up, you know, going to high school, going to see their concerts and stuff. So it's a nice mix, though, I think, the way that it came together. They were into not completely different things, but different things than I was growing up. So, but current bands, you
current
know,
bands, yeah.
Dead to Me, American Steel, Comadre, you know, all great bands, you know, good favorites. It's nice being able to run into those guys at bars when I'm home, you know. It's just bands that you're like, wow, I really, really like your music.
And could you point out any other punk rock scene cities in U.S. where you really,
yeah.
like to go?
Absolutely.
And maybe cities or areas where you have like only 50 or 40 people at the show?
Yeah, I mean, Austin, Texas is amazing. That's where South by Southwest is. Gainesville, where the fest is. Gainesville, Florida. Boston's always been really good to us. You know, you run into some towns, mostly like in the Midwest on the long drives, like I said, where there are very, probably very few people who even listen to punk rock. So the shows are, you know, whatever. I mean, we played in Joplin, Missouri one time to two people, and the club held 2,500. So, you know.
What, two people in a club that had 25?
Yep. That was fun. That was on a fake problems tour, too. It was pretty funny. Yeah, but, you know, you just have to laugh it off and stay positive and just keep going. There's no sense in being bummed out.
Okay, so do you have anything to say to, I mean, this interview is, we're gonna finish.
Wrap it up.
So if you have any last words.
Oh, Slovenia, Ljubljana, it's everything that everyone told me from back home. They said the people are very nice and you're gonna have a really good time here. And so far, they're exactly right.
So yeah, people should come here
to
the concert. Oh yeah,
people should come to this town and come to the concert. Please, yeah, show up to the concert too.
Okay, thanks, thanks Jay for the interview. See you at the show.
Yeah.
Tako da, drage poslušalke, dragi poslušalci, tole je bil Ereš intervju z članom skupine Nothington, ki sliši na ime Jay. Naj sam še za konc predstavim ekipo, torej z vami smo bili tukaj na tej strani Šipe, jaz, Uroš, potem Jay, na drugi strani Šipe pa je gumbe vrtel tehnik Blaž. Zdaj za konc pa si sam še poslušajmo še en komad za sedbe Nothington, in sicer to bo komad Stop Screaming iz njihove zadnje plošče Roads, Bridges and Ruins.
Can understand if you choose to decide to keep up this divide. If it keeps you satisfied, well, I'll let it be. Capsized, sinking, I'm drowning in secrets. It's better me than you, alright. Hold on to keepsakes. Best of what we made. It's better me than you, alright. Stop dreaming, stop dreaming. Stop dreaming.
Intervju Radija Študent.